The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is back with me, continuing his series, How to Do Stuff. How to do what this week, Simon?
So we're talking about how to clap and cheer and applaud, right? Now, the reason I'm talking about this, most of the headlines today from America were about Pete Hegseth and, you know, banning the overweight community from the US military and all the rest, right?
I mean, has he seen the Commander-in-Chief?
Yes, exactly. Well, he's the guy I want to talk about very briefly, because he was speaking with all military top brass, right, in Quantico in Virginia, which is where it kind of has the largest Marine Corps base in America. Very, very storied place in American military history. But he came out, and ever the showman, ever the TV guy, and he was challenging them, and he's like, this is the most silent crowd I've ever spoken to. If you want to applaud, you can applaud. And he was completely taken aback by it. But of course, it was a military crowd, and they are used to, you know, obeying orders or whatever it is.
Stoically sitting there. They're being briefed. Yes. They don't generally applaud during those briefing
and they've
sessions.
Just been told by the Secretary of Defense that if they're overweight, they're going to get fired. Yeah.
And so, the President has just suggested they're going to be sent to Portland, Oregon to shoot liberals.
Yes, exactly. To train for foreign wars.
Yes.
It got me thinking about how we clap, right? And I've been interested in this for a while, because I remember a few years ago, someone pointed out to me, and I'm not entirely sure whether this is true, Kieran, but they told me that I'm an odd clapper.
Oh, clap for me. Oh, yeah.
And what they said is that I don't follow a particular rhythm when I'm clapping.
There was no rhythm to that.
Yeah, and I think this might be why my piano teacher, when I was 9, decided that there was very little else she could do. And she kind of stopped the lessons at that point. But my clapping, it lacks perhaps a rhythmic technique.
It does.
And this speaks to the fact that clapping only really works if you join the, if it's a kind of synchronized, right?
Mm.
If you're at a concert or you're at an event where people are clapping after a speech or something like that, you'll always notice the person who's slightly off kilter.
Yeah, who's doing a slightly slow clap or the over exuberant clap.
Yeah, or they're just too enthusiastic about it and they're clapping at a slightly faster rhythm than everybody else. Mm. Just sticks out. I probably fit into that category.
Well, you fit into both categories at once because you'd be going fast one minute and much slower the next. It's just all over the place.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
I just don't have, I'm a bit tone deaf when it comes to it.
Do you know who's funny clappers?
Yeah.
Rugby players. Do you ever notice, I appreciate this is an audio medium. And this is very visual. But rugby players after matches, they clap. How do I describe this to people at home? They put their hands facing opposite directions nearly and they slap
the heels of their hands
off each other.
It is so weird.
And I don't know what it is. They all do it when they line up and they're cheering.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I wonder, did someone start it and then there's just a monkey see, monkey do. And some of them, they don't even realise they're doing it.
Is it a particularly manly thing to do?
Maybe
it looks
maybe
a bit weird
is.
To me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. And you can't unsee it once you've seen it. They're weird hand clappers.
The weirdest clapping motion I've ever seen is, do you know that fella Tony Robbins? He's a motivational speaker in America. He's very well known. He's written a lot of books. I came across one of his talks last year. He does these kind of big talks. And he has the strangest clap I've ever seen. It's very enthusiastic. Like, he brings his arms way out to the sides and he comes in, but he does a double kind of build up to before this contact made between his two hands. It's the strangest thing.
Right.
Check that out on YouTube. Now, the loudest way to clap, if you're particularly enthusiastic about clapping, and I do this myself sometimes, is you need to position your hands at a 45 degree angle, right? And you need to create an air pocket. So you want the palms of your hands to be in a slightly domed shape.
Yes.
And you bring it in so that there's plenty of air in the middle. I'm practicing this today. Can you hear that?
That is a loud clap,
The more you dome, the more of a... what you're doing there is you're creating a very, very low frequency sound. And when you create a low frequency sound, it creates vibrations.
It's almost the brown noise.
It's almost a brown noise that'll put people to sleep. But it's also very, very resonant. Your fellow clappers will feel that clap going right through their heads.
Yes. That's not how I clap. So I do a slightly cupped hand on my left hand, and I don't move my left hand. I only move my right hand. And I bring my fingers.
Absolutely leather it down.
Yeah, like I'm spanking a child. I know you're not meant to do that anymore. But that, imagine that kind of, that old-fashioned movement. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Wow. Speaking of spanking, you could even turn the hitting hand around and you could clap that way. So you're, as in, how do I describe that on a radio medium? So the outside of your hand is slapping the inside of the other hand.
Ooh, risque.
Yeah, very risque. Now, I want to talk about the Great Manchester clapping controversy, right?
Yes.
I've been investigating this today, Kieran. This happened a couple of years ago at the Manchester University Students' Union banned clapping in 2018. And Oxford University, 1 year later, also banned clapping.
Why?
As far as I can see, the ban is still active. If that's not true, please feel free to contradict me. But they decided, because clapping can cause anxiety and sensory issues for some students, that they were going to replace clapping with jazz hands. So, this is true.
Sorry.
This is
sorry.
True.
I know it's important to be inclusive and people do have sensory issues, but jazz hands.
Yeah. So jazz hands, for those who aren't familiar with musical culture on Broadway in the West End.
Yeah, imagine how would we describe it? Your hands are at 10 and 2 on the clock.
Do you remember Hugh Grant in Love Actually?
When he's dancing
when he's on the outside 10 Downing Street, he's just become British Prime Minister, and he does jazz hands to the waiting press.
Yes,
and he
that's
says,
right.
Must work on my wave.
Yes,
that's
exactly
what jazz
it.
Hands are.
And it's silent. Jazz hands are silent.
It's very silent.
Weird.
Also very emasculating for a man. I'm not going to lie to you. It's quite a... Yeah,
it is.
And so they decided to replace with that. Now, this, of course, led the Daily Telegraph. As soon as I saw this news, I put it into Google and I typed in Daily Telegraph because I was very eager to see how they covered this story.
Go on. How did they describe
it? Their headline was, "We must protect the apparently offensive ritual of clapping from the jazz handing snowflakes."
Oh, Simon. Not often I agree with the Daily Telegraph, but I think I'm with them on this one.
Oh, classic.
Jazz hands. That's what all the military top brass in Quantico should have done yesterday. When Trump said he got the show, should have just silently jazzed hand them.
They would have been immediately fired.
Or jazz handed them. Or jazzed hand. Anyway.
They would have been immediately fired. Pete Hegseth said that they want to bring manliness back to the US armed forces.
What about accompanying your clap with a cheer?
Yeah, like cheering is interesting. And what really struck me about Rory McIlroy's press conference after all sorts of nasty behaviour taking place in Bethpage over the weekend was he said that you should, basically cheer for your team rather than criticising the other team, which of course, well, it went way beyond criticism. Mm-hmm. It was insulting the other team. But I thought that was really interesting. And it got me thinking about how in different sports, each sport has its own vernacular when it comes to cheering. So like in golf in America, it always makes me smile when the Yanks are like, in the hole.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas in rugby, like when I was in school, like, and we were supporting our rugby team, and they were in a scrum, we'd always be shouting, heave, heave, like that. It was that kind of motivational type of cheer. And in tennis, they have their... In soccer, back of the net or something like that. I don't know. With soccer, do people still say that? Or is that just Alan Partridge? Back of the net.
Slightly Partridge, I'll be honest with you. Anyway.
Now, I want to talk about different hand clapping techniques before we get to the end. Because probably my favourite... hand clapping technique, and I mentioned this on my Instagram earlier, Kieran, is what I describe as the pretend clap.
Oh, right. What's that now?
Particularly useful at weddings. if there's a lot of speeches, right? But it's useful for any situation where there's a lot of clapping involved. You go to your kid's school concert or whatever it is, right?
Oh, I know where this is going.
The pretend
yes.
clap is where, like, if you were being filmed and it was on mute, it would look like Kieran Cuddihy is clapping along with everyone else.
Yes.
But you're not actually making full contact between your two hands.
No.
It just looks like you're clapping.
You're just pushing air gently
exactly.
towards
yeah.
each hand.
I do that a lot at weddings, bar mitzvahs, yes. funerals, everything. That's the way I clap, right?
Yeah.
It's also, it came up for me in my research when the longest standing ovation of all time at Cannes, the Cannes Film Festival.
Those are meaningless.
Yeah, it took place in 2006 with Guillermo, what's his face?
Del Toro.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Yes.
Remember that movie?
Yeah.
There was a 22 minute standing ovation.
They are meaningless, those standing ovations.
They're so French.
Yeah.
They're so continental. Like, they're so engorged with their own,
yes.
you know, back slapping.
Oh, God, they are.
So, yeah, if you were at that, if you were at Cannes and you were doing a 22-minute standing ovation,
lots of people are pretend clapping
you
there.
You should do a pretend clap.
Kieran, the rugby players put adhesive on their fingers to help catch the ball, and that's why they don't use their fingers when they clap. Really? Their hands would stick together. Is that what we're saying?
That's how strong it is.
It's not that sticky.
The ball's
not
going to get out of your hand.
I'm not having it. I'm not having it. 087 1400 106 if you've got a better explanation. Simon Tierney will be back at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.